is dawning. Oh no, here comes the collie. Red star on his breast. Oh no, here comes the collie. Won't you give him rest? He won't land, he has a plan to bring it all down to the ground. The user is lies, installs his spies, brings that destruction around. He just wants to see our nations dying. His desire is for the red flag flying. Oh no, here comes the collie. Red star on his breast. Oh no, here comes the collie. Won't you give it a rest?
All right, we're back. Second hour of the broadcast coming your way, and there's a whole lot of commies coming our way, isn't there? Gee whiz. They're just coming out of the woodwork, beating people up. This little gay Asian conservative, Andy Ngo, or No, whatever you want to call him. Vladimir Putin and the Dalai Lama basically seeing the collapse of the West. I mean, I really got to, you know, the Dalai Lama being this Buddhist figurehead, Tibetan Buddhist figurehead, and they've got their own skeletons in their closet and baggage and so forth. But it's interesting to see this Asian guy talking about, hey, wait a minute, you need to get rid of all these migrants and so forth and keep Europe for the Europeans, you know, And in all of Vladimir Putin's comments in the Financial Times, you know, and I've got that article, he trumpeted the growth of national populist movements in Europe and America, crowing that liberalism is a spent as an ideological force. And he means basically soft, weak, white Marxism that I was talking about, you know, your soft velvet glove kind of communism, socialism, and it's basically these countries committing suicide. Now I wanted to read this real quick, and we got a bunch of callers that just lined up, so let me read a little bit of this. This is off of Jim Stone's site. There's so much tampering with everyone in alt media that they are just going to have to find ways to tough it out without ads, without selling products, without even maybe receiving donations. Now at RBN, you know, donations keep this network afloat. Without any site generated revenue whatsoever, if there is anything at all that needs to be done to preserve freedom, it is the ending of blocking totally legit funding. And there's tons of these banks and so forth that are basically cutting off the gun lobbies, the gun manufacturers, various free speech platforms. I mean, the banks, you know, it's a mark of the beast thing where the banks are actually playing social justice warrior and deciding who they're going to do business with based on their political slant. I mean, it's insane. It's the most communist, anti-traditional American crap ever. These money changers are coming out of the woodwork. So you got the scribes, you got the Pharisees, and the money changers. The scribes are the lawyers, the Pharisees are your religious jerks, both in the synagogue and in the church, and then the money changers are our international bankers. Let's see, blocking totally legit funding, advertising, and distribution of info for news sources that are not fake, and I'm not talking CNN, NBC, New York Times, etc., which have been repeatedly and completely unapologetically fake. Here's a quote from Mike Pompeo, April 22nd, 2019. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment. My comment, I will repeat, America was not an experiment, and America did not become great by stealing anything. America became great by giving the world almost everything modern, from great steel formulations to great engines, television, alternating current, the electric motor, the transistor, followed by the first CPU. Damn near all of it. Pompeo sucks ass for calling his horrific behavior any sort of American glory. July is straight white male month, a time to remember who built and invented it all and just say thanks. And I'm going to move on, but let's start taking some callers. And callers, we got a bunch of y'all backed up. So I'll give you each a few minutes to go. Let's take Murr in Wisconsin. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Robert, sir. our fancy titles. Hey, sure. That judge, it's interesting because someone had posted an add-on on the chat room I have for Patrick Slattery, because I think I had seen this, and it's just funny. I went over there to look for something, and you were talking about this judge, Haywood Gilliam.
Yeah. And he looks just like an Obama clone.
Oh, my gosh. And it looks like it was carried in the Canadian news, like they don't even carry it here, probably. But and those Q posts, the first and last one, click on them individually, you know, the number.
Sure.
Because they've got a lot of proofs and memes backing them up from other things. You know, the middle one doesn't, but 513350 and 3352 do. So, and Tulsi, you know, she was married to this Tamayo guy, or whatever, you know, we don't really know anything about that, except he might have been Filipino, whatever, but I think it was National Vanguard, I posted that in the chat, you know, was going on about how race-mixed that whole family is for generations now. Remember I was telling you it's a Jew-backed Hawaii science experiment? Well, bona fide, well, looks like.
Yeah, you know, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she's 37. She, you know, hadn't had any children. Of course, she can't have children, you know. But the fact that if they go whole hog with this, you know, she said she was impressed about doing it because seeing them in the service. And I was thinking about you and Frank in North Carolina and being in the service. How would that make that become appealing? Because someone cut a wound that wouldn't heal for you?
Yeah.
You get fistulas and all that other good stuff going on.
Yeah, you know, in the combat arms, you know, wings of the military, like, you know, I was in the Marine Corps. If you were in a part of the artillery, the infantry, the Amtrakers, you know, any of the kind of special, it was all male. And women Marines were in, like, motor transport, communications and stuff. It was segregated. I'll tell you what, being in the combat arms wing of the military, it's just not conducive to have women around, and it sure wouldn't be conducive to have men thinking they're women around either. For battle discipline, for all these things out there in the field for extended periods of time and so forth. I mean, the whole concept is ridiculous. You see these Russian kids, they're all part of the military over there. You see those Chinese and North Korean troops, there's no femininity involved. These are stone cold killers.
Right.
Yeah. All right. These are stone killers. And then you want to throw a bunch of our guys run around in high heels and put transgenders and men, you know,
like bacon to kill us in mass quantities, you know, and that was on Jim Stone's site there too with the planes.
Exactly.
It looks like they're, you know, they're mostly white pilots, and it looks like they're designing these planes to just come apart in midair. And they already have 800 not enough pilots, but, you know, to cap it off for the moral insanity month, it makes me mad. They say, oh yes, it was a mental illness. No, it's still a mental illness. Jews took it out of the DSM and pump the pages up to 794 nonsense, whatever the psychopaths do, but it's still a mental illness, and it's called moral insanity. People need to get that into their heads. You know, they want
to
discount
see,
God.
Listen to this, Murr. That what they did though is they struck down all of that stuff and said that that's no longer mentally ill. But people like you and I, they've created things like ODD, oppositional defiant disorder. And so normal people have been transformed into the mentally ill, and then the mentally ill have been transformed into normal people, and even people that others should emulate. This is the, you know, woe to those that call good evil and evil good stage that our, you know, existence is in right now.
You know, and everything will come out in the open. Everything is whispered in the ears, and the closet will be shouted from the rooftop. So that's what we're doing, and that's what we need to be doing. And on Dennis's show, you know, Rabbi Rick likes to call on, and Dennis Fetcho, And it just came to me. I said, we're not, you know, and then Frank, North Carolina, because Rick was accusing him of not giving him money or giving him money or whatever, and so we're getting into this material discussion. I said, listen, we don't need material. We have spiritual, and that's what we have to remember. You know, sometimes forget about what you need and what you want. We don't need any of this Talmud media. You know, I'm living out here. It was 60 below wind chill. You know, and I had no communications for 3 months. But I was protected. He was with me. You know, I was driven to make a nice little encampment in the middle of the room. You know, but it just makes you tougher. And I even forget about how, you know, I gave up on the plumbing. You know, I just have a nice little brass spigot that comes in from the well. And it happens to be in the closet. But I just fill up jugs and use the jugs and, you know, and you got the what do you call a bucket flush for the toilet going on. Hey, it's indoors still. I can count that as a good thing, right? So, I mean, sure. People just need to realize, and you can be even happier because you realize you're taking control and responsibility for yourself. You know, I don't go to any doctor. I don't have any law problems. You know, I mean, the sheriff was out here a couple times and the neighbor's like, I saw the sheriff, and it was because I refused to do something they wanted me to do, and I didn't even know they were here the first time. But it's so corrupt. It gave me a chance, though, to talk to the court clerk and the forfeiture online for not signing whatever it was they wanted. I won't go into detail on it. It's just normal stuff they expect you to do, and it's all so corrupt, I'm not getting involved, okay? So anyway, the forfeiture, the judge decided to make me forfeit another half again as much as what the limit was, right? And then the deputy came out here and second time, and there were people working on putting in the fiber optic in the backyard. That's funny, looking to a manhole in the middle of the field. But but anyway, he comes up to the door, and I'm eating my dinner, right? And so through the window, and he's wanting me to sign something. I said, no, I'm not signing. You leave it there. So he scribbled my name on it, right? And I said, what happens if I don't do whatever it was? If we come and get you, he says, right? So I told the clerk again. I said, right, there's two corruptions. You know, we were talking about the corruptions. It gave me a chance also to talk about Hildebeest at the time, right? And she was very, you know, listening to me. And I sent her Al Whitney's Lawfully Yours. But by about the second or third, you know, actual face-to-face meeting with her, it was like she'd just fallen back into her, you know, doing her routine thing, so... You know, but at least she got a little affected, and, you know, people in between get to hear a little bit of it, you know. And so I'm out the forfeiture, so what? That's what I told her. I said, that's all they want is the money anyway. They don't care if I participate or whatever my opinion is, you know.
Sure. Yep.
So anyway, it's pretty messed up, but yet at the same time, it's pretty glorious. Oh, and the time thing, you know, like you said, that is biblical, but I was also wondering... Because, like, in 2015 when they had that Jade Helm thing,
sure,
things were looking bleak. I mean, like, I'd go walking a lot, and they were looking kind of brown and weird and stuff. And suddenly, I mean, really suddenly, and I could tell, like, the weather forecast by the woolly bear worm, and the only one I saw was this little shriveled-up guy, right? And I'm, like, feeling a little down. All of a sudden, I mean, it was weird. I was just walking, and all of a sudden, everything was better. Things were greener and everything, and then this great big woolly bear came crawling up to me like it was sent to tell me, you know, because they were saying the weather was going to be really the winter hard that winter, and it wasn't. And I was able to tell the people that take care of the road, I guess they call them township patrolmen, but, you know, that it wouldn't be so bad because he was getting all worried and stuff, and sure enough, it wasn't bad, you know, so... But, you know, they're manipulating things, but I wonder if radiation, you know, nukes aren't anything like we're told. They're not the big mushroom cloud and all that stuff. But I think there's pockets of radiation, because both the non-ionizing, you know, like this 5G and wireless and everything, and the ionizing, the nuclear radiation, you know, they're letting them out of the plants and all that. So there's probably bubbles of it, but it accumulates, you know. So, you know... But there again, I think we're relieved of some of that. I mean, you gotta have some faith. And it's like,
sure.
Usually there's rainbows. There's no rainbows. I think God's
I saw a big one the other day.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, so I guess we're meant to see them when we need them most or something. I don't know.
All right, Mer. Anyway. Well, I got to jump. I got a bunch of callers, but thanks for joining in. Okay, bye-bye. Let's take John in Tennessee. Greetings, sir.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, John. John, all right. What's up, man?
Yeah. I'm still talking to Pat. Okay. Hope he's forwarding my stuff to you. Well, you know, since Mer just brought up the radiation thing, you know, I have a job in nuclear medicine. You know how many tens of thousands of Americans are getting ejected with radioactive materials every day to go through a PET scanner or something like that? Sure. Think about that. So there's, I mean, that radioactive, you know, nuclear medicine is a huge thing in this country, and the doctor's like, I want to scan you. Well, you're going to get radioactive material injected right into your person. So who knows
what about these body scanners going in at all of our penal institutions? What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I had cancer once, so I mean, I went through whatever. I had the radiation that they took my left nut. I had the testicular cancer. But I won't go back. I won't go back and get myself checked. I mean, they'll just tell you. You know, once they find out you got gold-plated health insurance or something, they'll just tell you you're sick. Right.
Probably. I mean,
that's my fear anyway.
You ain't got no insurance. They're like, dude, you're healthy as a horse. Get on out there and find a job.
you know what, dude? We a guy at work, he was a veteran, and he went into the VA in Nashville because he wasn't feeling right. And they're like, they checked him out, did blood work. You're fine, man. Go home. He goes into another ER that Saturday and collapses in the ER. He had a tumor the size of a grapefruit on his intestines, and he had two tumors on his liver, and the VA missed all that shit.
Holy cow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's brutal.
Well, you know, that one, send that one right to Trump and go, you're still not taking care of the veterans. But, no, I wanted to say, if you want to ratchet up the tensions in this country and the political correctness, if you watch any Democratic debates, if you could stomach some of it, you need to, that Cruz guy is going to be on the ticket. That Hector Cruz character.
Or whatever, the
Hispanic guy.
Oh, Julian Castro?
Oh, fine. Okay. I don't even know his damn name.
<You're> silly.
I just call him Cruz. No, Hector Cruz. I like that. But I mean, seriously, Trump is—he's still going to have his sea of white people and his rallies of 10,000-20,000 people. They're all going to be screaming for a frickin' wall, even though the borders have been wide open since Ronald Reagan was here. And the Black Lives Matter people didn't get it done. They did not get the racial riots going in this country the way they wanted it because all those people are on welfare and they know better. Yeah. So if you put that Castro guy up there on the ticket as one of the major guys, and he starts talking about open borders, leave all these Mexicans alone and all this other crap, and you got your little 1% of Hispanics for Trump, you'll have racial tensions in this country like never before. Right? All the major league baseball
How did you like Cory Booker and Beto trying to talk Spanish up there? Beto is the most repulsive character I think I've ever seen in politics, but that Cory Booker, those two are two peas in a pod, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you what, one thing that's sickening me right now is that Fox News is pushing the gay agenda like never before. I get so tired of seeing that faggot Glenn Greenwald on Tucker. I'm so sick of the guy's a pole smoker. I don't care how good he sounds. His brain is messed up if you're doing it with another dude down in Puerto Rico, and he's always got pictures on social media, him with a bunch of children. So that guy's a scumbag from hell. But Fox News, the funny thing is somebody tweeted this out today, just the hypocrisy of Fox News. They were showing all the Obama clips when Obama's like, we should talk to our enemies. And they're like, Obama wants to meet with dictators like Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
Yeah.
Oh, and now Trump does it, and now he's a hero. So, all the media is playing both sides of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. If Obama would have met with Kim Jong Un and did what Trump did, all of us anti-communists would have just been ready to, you know, tear up, you know, right, our own living room or whatever. And so, you know, we all know that this how this works. And, you know, you got Bernie Sanders and all the commies on the Democratic Party saying, I can't believe he just met with this brutal dictator. It's like, dude, he's one of your fellow travelers. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Well, I mean, what's Trump? Trump's just he's just Dennis Rodman. That's what he is. that's the way Oon's looking at him, going, oh, another white, another celebrity American. No, finally, though, when I all your listeners, people that archive the show, Murr, all these people, you need to start watching this Brandon House character, H-O-W-S-E, Worldview Weekend. He's on VCY, mm-hmm, America out of Milwaukee every day at 1 Central, Monday through Friday, for an hour. Robert, if you're around at 1 o'clock, you can go on TuneIn, get VCY America, and tune into this dude. This guy is a Zionist from hell. Unbelievable what this guy does. He brings on this clown. He does Bible prophecy every Friday, which is a joke. But I used to like the guy because he was pointing out how Al Mohler and the Southern Baptist Convention and all these fundamentalist Christians in this country, which I used to be one before 9/11, how they were just totally ecumenical, getting married to the Roman Catholic Church, just, you know, bringing in Rick Warren, and now they're a bunch of social justice warriors, and he's hitting it really hard as you are, with the green, mm-hmm, white, the green, red axis, the green, red, black, right, axis, all this stuff.
Oh, sure.
He's
sure
hitting it, and he's telling you all these churches are totally communist, redistribution of wealth, and he's doing a real good job at it. But then he did this thing down in the Ozarks, his little retreat, and called it the Holocaust Horizon, how the coming persecution of Christians and Jews. Anyway, the thing is, he went way over the top this week. Remember, we almost had our little kerfuffle with Iran? And if you saw Sean Hannity go apoplectic, how bad he wanted them wiped off the face of the earth.
This Brian Kilmeade saying that Trump was weak and all this crap. Shapiro and Mark Levin. Oh, geez.
And Hugh Hewitt, all these guys, exactly. No,
all these chicken hawks wanting to go bomb Iran, but it ain't none of them
I mean, they're all personalities, and they all got their talking points, and they got told what to sell to the American people, and then Geraldo got his script, too. But this Brandon House guy, he tried to tie Iran to 9/11, and I just went, he does such a good job with the fundamentalists going, get away from Al Mohler and these other guys. But again, he's pushing Zionism. He wants the Greater Israel Project, and it's so funny.
Listen to this. And I wanted to bring this up, and you brought it up. Donald Trump says he knows who was behind 9/11, and as he attacks Bush, it was not Iraq. Now, this was on June 17th. So a lot of people are thinking that Trump eventually is going to, and if he does this, you know, we're totally screwed. If he's basically going to throw the Iranians under the bus at the proper time, like when one of our carriers or ships gets bombed or something over there on purpose. And so,
you know how this dude said Iran was involved? Muhammad Atta and the clowns all passed through Iran and didn't have their passports stamped.
I heard that a while back.
That's what that's his thing. He's got all these former CIA guys on there, and he's sitting there talking about open borders, going, all the jihadis are coming right through there, and you've heard all that from Alex Jones. Yeah. We have 80 jihadist camps right now active in America, and the government does nothing to shut them down. I mean, I'm just so tired of the fear-mongering, but...
Well, some of that stuff is probably true, and a lot of those people are actually... pets of the spook agencies to do things when they're ready to have them do things, like Islamberg New York,
right,
and all that garbage. Yeah,
I completely agree. They're going to just like Ferguson or Baltimore or whatever. They're going to selectively just have little incidents happen in cities, and they'll try to overwhelm anybody. Because you could hurt 15 people in one little town somewhere in the United States, and if the media blasts it out, you'll think 2 million people got wiped out. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they do it. You know, the smallest incident, and they blow it up into, you know, so. But anyway, the Brandon House guy, listeners, people, archive, call that guy's show, call him out on it, and go, dude, what are you pushing? What are you pushing? And we're all smart enough to go, do you understand your hypocrisy of what you're saying now? Because the funny thing is, the other thing that really aggravates me with a guy like him, he's a guy who threw Ron Paul and all of us on the bus 10, 12 years ago. And now they're all talking about the Federal Reserve and usury and fiat currency.
Sure.
I mean,
when it's convenient.
I get so sick of it.
Yeah.
No, exactly. They destroyed all of us. They laughed us. They ran us. You know, John Boehner reading the voice vote over a teleprompter. All that crap. I mean, they just summarily just ruined a legitimate movement. And now they're all talking about it. And they are the most dangerous people. The Christian Zionists, the duped white Christians, are the most dangerous people right now because they're so freaking stupid.
Well, they're actually the exact opposite side of the coin from all the white Antifa idiots that are out here attacking people and so forth and so on. So it's like they're two sides of a coin of like dupes, useful idiots, the whole nine yards. You've got your Alinskyite shock troops over there on the far, far left, and you've got these guys who are like an insidious cancer on the real kind of patriotic body politic on the American traditionalist right wing.
Yeah, and we're having less of those too. We're having less of those 65-year-old patriots running out, starting these kerfuffles or whatever these stage events. They stopped doing that, I think. Right.
Well, I think
dress up like gladiators and go toe to toe with Antifa. I think they got tired of that.
So. That stuff's so ridiculous. All right, John. See you, man. Let's take Chance in West Virginia, and we're coming up on the break, Chance. But if we got to hold you through, we will. Come on up.
Okay. First off, Robert, I want to give you moral support and thanks and appreciation for the personal sacrifices I'm sure you make to do this show every week.
Thanks.
It's
Thank
admirable.
You. I appreciate that.
And getting back to Tulsi Gabbard, this is a ploy. Do you know she's a CFR? She's on the CFR board.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I just found this out. So here's another game that we're in for if people fall for this.
Sure.
And you mentioned
the palatable anti-war kind of lefty that's nice to the gay people and will bring everybody together and so forth. Yeah, I get it. Military vet.
And,
yeah, I get it.
And bring in millions of more illegals, too, from what I heard, too. So, I mean, we're in for another. This is another game being played on us. And getting back to self-hate you mentioned earlier, you know, the only time they can inflict self-hate on people is on people who have a conscience. You cannot inflict.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Chance.
Sure.
We're going through the
sure.
break. All right. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. Back half hour of the broadcast from the Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, we're talking to Chance in West Virginia. And he's got a thought about the self-hate and having to have a conscience and so forth. Resume your thoughts.
Yes, Robert, you cannot make people have self-hate if they don't give a crap about anybody else. And that goes for any race. Now, sure. I'm talking from a personal experience. My mama passed away 5 years ago, and she said something to me when I was young. It's a shame she's not around to know the lesson I've learned from it. But she always said this to me, and I could never understand it then. She said, "You are too good. Please be careful." Can you imagine?
Sure.
And I always wondered what she meant.
Sure.
I said, "How can you be too good? How can you be too good?" And I got to thinking, and I said, you know, she taught me the most important lesson I'll ever learn in my life. And it's she's not around to know it, but, and it goes back, and it got me thinking. And outside of these external factors, such as fluoride and chemicals that make people docile and uncaring and make them hate themselves or God knows what, outside of those factors, like I said, people who don't give a crap about anybody else, you cannot make them hate themselves or feel guilty. They just don't care. You know?
Well, and then some people...
You know, in other words,
Some people are unprogrammable in that manner because their cultures and something about them is too strong. And so... it's been attempted on other populations, but, and I'm sure it's been cyclical. It's happened to other populations throughout history. They become strong. They have a strong empire. Then they become decadent. Then they become weak. Then they get taken over and they have to become strong again. And so we're just in this weakness decadent part right now. And that's why we're being taken over, intellectually bullied and all this other stuff.
Exactly. But, you know, I got to say to myself, the white race as a whole has always been the discoverer of medicines to cure people, to help people as a whole. And now they're being demonized. And you know what? That tells me that that's a spiritual battle. They had to zero in on those people. They had to. Satan had to demonize those people more so than any other. And the way we grew up, when I was young and I didn't have nothing, if I had $2 in my pocket and somebody needed a dollar, I'd give them a dollar. A dollar was good enough for me. Now, unfortunately, as years go by and we get older, you realize people take advantage. Not all people, but most take advantage of that attitude.
You know, when your mom told you, hey, you're too good to be careful, you know what popped into my mind was the biblical maxim that Jesus said is be wise as serpents, gentle as doves, but to where basically get your street smarts, you know, get into the enemy's mind, because if you're not, the tactics are going to come at you, the fiery darts and so forth, and you know what I mean. That's what popped into my mind. Yeah,
that's exactly what she meant, but I was too dumb to realize. And now that she's gone, she doesn't know the lesson. Well, I hope she does know the lesson she has taught me, and this is why I discriminate. I use an ugly word. To who I'm going to help. I'm not going to help people who aren't going to help themselves. I'm going to help sincere people, people who are for the truth, people who are doing the right thing, and that's it.
Let me run this by you. Where I live, I'll see these same young guys all in their 20s, mid to late 20s, maybe some of them are 30. Every freaking day at the same exit off the highway with a sign begging. And I could tell they're junkies and drunks and everything else. You think I'm giving them dudes money on a daily basis? No, I discriminate. See, that's the point about being an American is freedom of association that people have lost. You know, if I don't want to bake cake for Adam and Steve, you know, that's my business. And finally, the pendulum is swinging back a little bit to the point where people are realizing, hey, wait a minute. You're taking away this proprietor's rights by telling him he's got to bake a cake for somebody or blah, blah, blah. So freedom of association to me is a big, big deal. Go ahead.
And here I am at 60 years old, you know, one foot in the grave, the other on a damn banana peel. And I'm embarrassed to say. I'm embarrassed to say that I've learned this lesson up until recently, mind you. Yeah. Now I understand what she meant, and I hope she looks down and sees I've learned it, finally. Well, God bless you, Robert.
Hey, God bless you too, man, and take care. Wanted to get this out. Debka. You know, the Debka file, this Israeli private intelligence outfit. I talk about camera. I talk about memory. And I talk about site intelligence. Debka. Iran, and all these news agencies use Debka along with those other ones. Iran about to strike Saudi oil facility. Okay. And it, you know, when I was reading this, it made me think of a lot of this stuff goes back to, I go into biblical stories and why basically the Likudniks especially, but the Israeli military intelligence complex is so focused and basically fixated on Iran. And it made me think of the story of Queen Esther and Haman and Persia and Purim. You know, Haman's ears, where these folks during Purim, they eat those little pastries in the shape of this guy Haman's ears. And it's like this biblical fixation on the Persians that these modern day quote unquote Israelis have with the Iranians. And so I wanted to get that out. Debka, watch out for some story about Iran about to strike a big Saudi oil facility, because see, that would suck us into some geopolitical stuff too, because of, you know, our strategic interests and so forth and so on. Let's take Mark in Philadelphia. Come on up, Mark.
Yeah, Robert. I was going to call you about this last week, but you were on Rewind. I wanted to bring some of your attention. Maybe you're aware of it or not, and not that I'm into any of the isms, but I came across this video last week, and it was from a guy with a handle, John Mark, and he wears a full-face red motorcycle helmet while he is also wearing a suit and tie, and it's called John, the handle's John Mark, and the title of it was Civil War II.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, what's this? So I went ahead and watched some of it, and what he's clarifying, and I watched several more of his videos because that one made some sense. And what he's clarifying is something that a man named Kurt Doolittle came upon, I think in maybe 2014, and he'd worked on it for a number of years, maybe 10 years. I think he's a computer scientist, and I still haven't. I've watched some of his videos as well, but it's easier to watch John Mark. But Kurt Doolittle came up with something called propertarianism. Have you heard of that?
Propertarianism?
Yes.
So I guess it's based on the view that private property is like first and foremost as far as keeping a society cohesive and together and so forth.
Well, I don't know that it's that. He's come up with a perspective, and he goes, this Kurt Doolittle, I think he's a computer scientist. He uses the scientific method to arrive at his perspective of what's happened before, what's happening now, where we're going, if it continues in the same way. And he offers some possibilities of what we can do differently, or what we can do differently on the other side of whatever's going to happen if we have a disruption. And my sense of it, Robert, is, and by the way, this partly comes from being informed from my great-great-grandfather from the grave, who served in the Civil War and was one of the few survivors of Andersonville prison hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he survived 11 months there. Afterwards, he was originally from Pennsylvania, and afterwards he settled in northern Arkansas, and that's how I came to be. Later, I happened to have been adopted, so I didn't know about this until 2 years ago. So I find that interesting, because I tried to look up information before, but it didn't come together before until 2 years ago, and it all came together in 3 days' time. And I didn't join the anthropology sites or whatever you call them, ancestry and all that.
Genealogical,
but anyway,
yeah.
Right. So so my sense of it, Robert, is that we are in a soft civil war. It could go hard. It seems like that's where they're pushing it. Race or the also including the far left, which includes white people. Some of the white people.
Yeah. Well, that's the red, black. That's the red, black, and green that I talk about. The red of communism, which sucks in all the racial elements of the Alinskyite Marxist. Then you've got the black militant movement, and then you've got the green of Islam, all sucked together to overthrow the system. Yeah,
I remember you bringing it up, and then I forgot where it came from, because you know, like I wish you were on every week, but I know I understand where you're.
Well, I tried to, but I've had to take a few weeks off here and there this summer,
right,
just for personal reasons.
Anyway, get this, and I do want to get your email address if possible, because here's the thing, that would you red, green, and black, right?
Yeah.
It's in the subway of Philadelphia. They've got this wall, and they got a red, green, and black stripe in one area.
Hey, I could show you the pictures of the mayor of St. Louis with official pictures with some of the black aldermen and so forth, where that flag is flying. you know, Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, running for president. They were flying that flag with that latest police shooting of a black person in South Bend, Indiana. And I just want to say to all the black apparatchiks, these people that every time a black person is shot by a cop, black criminality is at a stratospheric level. It's going to happen. Yep. I mean, what the hell are these people? What universe are they living in? They're killing each other with impunity in every major city across our nation. But if a cop actually has to smoke one of them, all of a sudden it's time to riot and the cop's automatically wrong and blah, 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 blah. We just had one of our cops whacked by one of these characters at a convenience store. Here, a huge story in St. Louis. The guy's funeral's tomorrow. His name's Langsdorff. I mean, it's an absolute insanity that they've got these people programmed to such an extreme level.
Yeah. Well, I want to encourage you to go to propertarianism.com and check that out. And okay. And then check out some of the videos that are associated with Kurt Doolittle, where he's being interviewed by, and they're having a high-level conversation about perspective. I mean, and you'd really get into it, Robert, because you're keen enough where you'd really get it. I mean, it's pretty deep rabbit hole there. But okay. But this John Mark, his videos bring it more to the surface and bring clarity to it and simplify it, which I appreciate. I appreciate the deep, but I also appreciate the, you know, the ability
for some people to boil ideas down to present to the masses. I get it. That's a big talent that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, so watch John Mark. The handle's John Mark. And there's one other thing I want to ask you about. I'm originally from Southern Missouri, so I'm hearing bad things that the gangs are in Springfield. Now, Springfield, for most people out there, they don't know. It's Springfield's 150,000 population. The
College
gangs
town,
have taken
sure.
over Springfield. They're taking over Springfield. Okay.
And that's a big meth town. It's a big meth town. Yeah.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Robert. Okay, I'm not religious. Okay, but I grew up in the Midwest, in the Bible Belt. All it takes for evil to prevail, or for good men to do nothing. Okay.
Sure.
And when I think of good men, I think of godly men that respect God and the earth and nature and fellow man and family and community. And, you know, where were they the last, what, 4 or 5 decades? Did they all become wimps? Were they wussified? What happened? You know,
yeah.
can't they look evil? Can't they look evil in the face and say, you know, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ? I don't get it. Where were they at? You know, they've all become, I don't know, they just become compromised souls. I don't.
Yeah, it's a very complex issue. Yeah, and that's one of those things we've all been trying to figure out and try to turn around for a long time. Got a couple callers left, Mark.
Yeah,
so,
I'll let you go.
So check
that out, Robert. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, let's take Ken in Fort Worth. Greetings, sir.
Yeah. Hey, in Addison, Texas over here, a small plane crashed into a hangar, 10 dead.
Wow.
Bad news, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me ask you two questions. Did you ever do ship duty?
Sure did. Westpac sailed out of San Diego, 7th Fleet, stopped in Pearl Harbor twice.
Hey, another question. Do you know who Smedley Butler was?
Sure. Major General Smedley Butler, war as a racket.
All right. Give yourself a big gold star. Hey, I'm gone.
All right. See you, man. Let's take Ken in New York. How you doing, sir?
Pleased to meet you, Robert.
You too, sir.
I have a question about Iran. I've been trying to study why God's chosen has such a hatred of Iran. And in no less than even Wikipedia, which is surprising, it says that when Khomeini took over in 79, he picked out several people that he thought were spies for Israel, and he had them executed, and he made a point of telling the Jewish population in Iran that he had no problem with them. Have you ever heard of this?
Well, I know there's a large Jewish element and population in Iran, and many of them have no desire to make Aliyah and go back to what is presently called Israel. Now, you said God's chosen people being fixated with the Iranians. Well, that's a debatable question. If you read Galatians 3 and so forth, it seems like the chosen people now are new. Oh, that's okay.
I was being facetious.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were. Never mind.
No.
All right.
I was reading because I was trying to figure out why is this such a hatred of Iran, and they have.
No, I was listening.
Really
hey, listen to this. I was listening to True News over the last week or so. Pastor Rick Wiles, who's been very hardcore lately. And they brought out all of this transfer of missile technology that was going on from the Israelis in the 70s and 80s, or the late 70s, to the Shah of Iran. So when the Shah was in power, the Israelis were sending, transferring missile technology to the Iranians. And now all of a sudden, the Islamic Republic takes over. And now all of a sudden they want to wipe the Iranians, or have the Americans and their allies wipe the Iranians out. It's quite fascinating that they were transferring missile technology to the regime in the 70s.
Well, that's interesting because now it starts to make some sense, because one of the most leading citizens at the time that was very public and was known to be a businessman engaged with business in Israel, he was the one at the top of the list that, they gave him a firing squad. And,
here's one thing that reminds me of kind of a similar lines, the relationship of the white government of South Africa was very, very close with the Israelis. Then all of a sudden, at a certain point in time, the Joe Shlomo communist Jewish element in South Africa and the Israelis basically turned their back on the white government of South Africa and completely threw them under the bus. And now you've got the communist ANC genociding the whites in South Africa. Very fascinating.
I have one other question, and it has to do with what you were talking about, the relationship between the Catholic Church and God's chosen. And I'm wondering, does it go back to what I've seen, I've read and seen, there was a series called The Borgias, which was pretty, I thought it was pretty
Borgias,
well
sure.
done.
Uh-huh.
And the question was, the Catholic Church wanted to achieve certain goals, but they couldn't do it. But they found that the God's chosen was quite willing to be their subcontractor and do it for them.
There's so much spillover and that went on with the relationship with Jewry and Rome throughout the last century upon century, and the Rothschilds taking over the keys to the papal treasury and all kinds of things.
Yes,
and people...
I'm thinking of usury.
Sure. Yeah. There's a lot there that the church didn't want. There's people out there to say the church didn't want to be involved with usury, so they stealthily used the Jewish community to be their money changers, so they wouldn't have to soil their hands with the
wouldn't dirty their hands.
Sure. And then there's also people that think that this is a militant faction within Jewry that wanted to basically infiltrate and take over and basically smash the Catholic Church from the inside through various means, communism and other things. So it's a quite complicated subject.
Well, that I didn't know, but thank you and good night.
Okay, Ken, have a good one. Let's take Dan in Texas. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right, what's up?
All right. Hey, listen, to the gentleman who just called and he wanted to know the hate with Iran, it comes down to one word, Amalek. All right? and well, you get what I'm saying. All right? And but, as far as this country being in a soft civil war, I do agree with the former caller, if you want to call it that. But see, what's about to happen here is what's happened a total of 109 times in these people's past. And that is, your type has always run them out. You were the Amalek 109 times before now. All right? And so they know what's coming, but they're trying to get as many of us as the foot soldiers in front of them as they can. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, as far as a macro vision of what you're talking about, sure. They've been kicked out of Europe a whole lot of times for skullduggery. Let's just use that word. Yeah, yeah.
A total of 109 from the accurate count that I've come up with. And as always, they've always been kicked out by the same people. Now, if it is their nature to do what they do, what is in your nature to do what you do? Kick them out again. Am I correct?
Well, I don't know if the present people have the wherewithal to accomplish that, and so but go ahead, continue.
But this present person has the wherewithal not to be their cannon fodder. All right.
Well, I mean, so and I'm yeah, we is, I yeah, I mean, to
ahead,
get sucked
ahead.
In for anybody, Latino, black, white, anybody to get sucked into revolutionary Marxism. Absolutely silly. It's just a front to fleece people in the most effective and efficient way possible is what communism is.
I agree with you 100%, but what is the difference between communism and capitalism?
Well, under communism, yeah, go ahead.
Well, let me just put it to you straight. Under communism, man exploits man. Under capitalism, it's just the opposite.
All right, Dan, I got one more caller, man, and I appreciate you listening and calling in, man. Let's take Bubba Scout Reb in Colorado and try to slow down so the listeners can understand you, because I've heard you on plenty of programs. Bubba Scout Reb, come on up.
Oh, thank you. We're real. If you want to solve the problem, we found out that we were on your Facebook page a lot. You've seen it. But then...
I don't do Facebook, so... Go ahead.
No, I mean on the Republic Broadcast Network Facebook page. And the board operator's gone. Now, we found out we're in the Bible codes, Bubba Scout Rev. Our vulture, Pentagon, we're not military. We took a two-edged sword. You can use it. Either you want this gone or you become the shab-ass Guyam. We knew the term Guyam, but it was 5 years ago we found the term shab-ass. It's an ancient Hebrew thing. We should spell it different. Shabdass, because that's who you become.
Shab-ass, okay, I get it.
Yeah, well, you either want to get rid of the problem or you become part of it. We know how it's done. It's through the book of Jasher. And what happens is, get our name out. Call National Command Center like your life depends on it. Because this law will come at you if we don't use it against them. Don't call them the J word. Call them Yid. You know how to spell it. Y-I-D-S. Because you give them power when you use the J word. It's less offensive, actually, to call them the Yid. It's a thing of their language.
All right, and Bubba. Have a good one, man.
Take over
Bubba Scout Reb. See you later, buddy.